We have not been redeemed by corruptible things as silver and gold, but we've been redeemed by the precious damn, the blood of Hamashiach, the Lamb. Hallelujah. You can't buy your way out of this. You can't be good enough to get your way out of this. It's a way of faith. It's a faith walk. We must do the works of Yah. And you show me your faith without the works of Yah. And if you think you have faith and no works, you are deceived. You have deceived your own self. You are a liar. And you're full of deception. You have no truth of Yah in you. He said, you have destroyed all the earth. He said, I'm going to stretch out my hand upon you now, specifically, and roll you down from the rock. There's no nation that is at the apex of its pinnacle like this nation. No nation. 1667, and look where she's come. Look at her power. Because she has infused every kind of Babylonian power, every spirit, every kind of shaitanic worship there is. She has exalted the insignia of her strength, and that is Shaitan. And we can only visit scripture. It will show us, as he said, the Hamashiach, as he showed him all the kingdoms, did he not? Did he not say to this mountain of Babylon, you are, which have destroyed all the earth? Does it say that? Did it say that he showed Hamashiach all the kingdoms in the moment of a time? Did he not show him all the kingdoms? Has she not destroyed all the kingdoms of the world? Has she not caused the filth or her own self-righteousness to rise? Her democracy, her capitalist power, her demon worship, her idolatry worship. It is pervasive throughout all the world, and nations are trying to move into that area, and it is destroying every nation upon the face of the earth. The nation that Yah built, it was based upon honesty and integrity. It was based upon the truth. It was based upon the word of the mouth. What he said to Adam, it was sincere. It was really going to stand on that. You can't believe nothing no one says today. That's why you question the matter of Yah. That's why you question every kind of structure. Because we are so vile. We have removed our minds from the Torah of Yah, from the discipline of Yah. We don't believe no one is sincere with Yah because you are not sincere. Hallelujah. I won't back down. Will not back down. Not one bit. Not one bit. If it's just you and me here, I'll preach to you this way. Hallelujah. I was telling my wife that we had about 6 men last night. And I exhausted myself last night. I didn't try to preserve myself for today. Just like I'm doing now. And they would transform. To get a glass of water in a dry place like that. And they only told them yesterday that I was coming. They didn't even know. Hallelujah. But they were refreshed, as Shaul says, of Epaphroditus in Titus. He said, these brothers I was sent to refresh you. And we need to be refreshed. And this is Yah's refreshing. And what he says, he means it. Every word that he speaks is pure. And you can take refuge in it. Hallelujah. You can take comfort in what he says. So as the enemy showed him all the kingdoms of the world, Yahweh said, this whore, this Babylon, this destroying mountain, she has destroyed all the kingdoms. All the earth. I'm going to stretch out my hand upon you. And I'm going to roll you down like the rocks. And make you a burnt mountain. That is so profound. I don't even know how to express that. He said, I'm going to make you like a burnt mountain. How do you burn rocks? He said, I'm going to burn you. And there's only one thing that can burn a mountain. And that is the fire of the word of Yah. If Yah speaks the word, it will cause the mountain to be consumed. Did he not say, this says Yah? He said, I'm telling you this. I know you don't believe me because you're fools. You're full of your pride. I know you don't care what I say. Oh, I know you think you know what I mean, but you don't know what I mean. He said, but I've spoken my word and given it to my Nabi. And when he speaks to you, I'm going to bring you down, America. You're going to burn your destroying mountain. You Babylon, America, the seed of Babylon, you are the strength of confusion. She confused everything. She lies, her politicians,
Her business people, they're cutthroats, they're liars, they're thieves, they're greedy. They got gain, but they cannot have enough. When this nation of 300 plus million people, when less than 1% of the nation owns 40% of the wealth, something is drastically twisted and wrong. And the reason they own that, because they are true worshippers of Shaitan. Even this crazy mutated population, they don't know how to worship. We that are of the circumcised of the Lamb, we must worship Yah by the power of His Ruah. And that is the living word that Yahshua gives unto us. We must, with great adoration and praises and honor, show it unto Yahweh. You sit here in your damnable hypocrisy with your mouths sealed without any gladness and giving Him assurance. Something is twisted in us. Something is wrong in our minds. We're not a healthy people. We're unhealthy. A sick person can't move much. How you feel? We're not a healthy people. Makes no difference whether you love me. That's all right. Oh, how Yah loves me. Because I will speak His truth. Oh, how Yahweh loves me. I said to the brothers yesterday, I look at myself often. I said, I love you, man. And I do. I love you, David. I bless Yah for you. I love you, man. I look right in the mirror. I look in my eyes and I said often, I love you, David. I love you. You can't love me if you can't love yourself. Because you're despicable. We're despicable people because of the sin. Because of the defying of Yah. You can't look at yourself and say, I love you. Yeah, I love me. I love David Robert. I love him. I dearly love him. To love your neighbor as you love yourself. Is Yahweh love? Does He know how to love? Did Yah so love this Olam that He gave HaMashiach? So in order for you to love, you got to begin here. Don't tell me you know how to love. What you call love is a false, fictitious lie. It's based upon your environment, your association, your children, your mama, your daddy. That's what you call love. It's a false system. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd rather be with Deacon Benny than to be with Dafa Roberts or Joe Roberts or Francis Larry. I'd rather be with Sister D. Hallelujah. Toda. Yada, yeah. I trust Deacon Benny 1,000 times over, and I trust Dafa. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. I trust Sister Horn 1,000 times over then, more than I trust my natural Ima. You're hypocrites. That's what you are, the hypocrisy. Yah calls the filth to rise, the dross. He calls it to rise up. He shows you what's in you. That's why He calls the true man of Yah to speak. He calls us to indict His house. And I bring the indictment of Yahweh. No, I don't nail it on the door. I nail it and drive it in your own land. Hallelujah. I drive it there. You will make provision for those that you say you love. Well, Yah made a provision for all that He loved. And I like that provision. For He so loved me that He showed me from His bosom. That's all right by me. That's all right by me. I like that kind of love. Hallelujah. I like that better. That what you call you keeping. Hallelujah. I can eat that what He offers as love and I can live. Sure I can. In my deepest trials and affliction, I can draw from the well of His joy. But reveal my sins and my slothfulness, I can rejoice in that. Because He's letting me know that I love you enough, boy, that I will correct you. Y'all didn't care anything about you. He will not correct you today. That's why these whole houses are going to be filled tomorrow and some today. They will not correct the people. because he has not shown his love. Every son that he receives, every one that he loves, he corrects that one. And he chastened them with the rod of correction. Hallelujah. And so I don't want someone to speak to me the systematic theology of the old covenant and the covenant that HaMashiach brought to life. I don't want that. I don't need that. I want the life of his truth in me. I want to know what his love is. He tells me that for him to reprove me, open rebuke is better than secret love. So I don't want your secret damnable love. I want Yah to reprove me. I want Yahweh to speak to me. Why? Because I know that your heart is as deceitful and desperately wicked as the one next to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that. And so we have been pacified with this religious whore. And that is what a whore does. But Yah says, you mountains, you are a destroying mountain. You have sent forth your unclean spirits throughout the world. Don't you know there was nations, there were countries, that as far as this mischievous sexual perverted drive today, you could never find that in the countries. And now they are as perverted as America. They have allowed the televisions and the movies and all things to come and destroy their daughters. AIDS and the continent of that dark nation there. It is rampant. Lust. Spew. The men rape 5, 6 little girls like that. She's a cure for AIDS. And they take them and they rape them. And raise your daughters up to be Jezebels and prostitutes of their flesh. You dress them like sadistic whores out of hell. You try to make them look what you think is beautiful. That's a damnable lie. What America has taught you what is beauty, it is a damnable lie. You women with a nappy head, you don't feel like you have a sense of beauty unless you alter what Yah has done. That's the truth. You can sit here at your hypocrisy all you want to. That's not the beauty of Yah. His beauty is sort of salvation. Women like that, really, you should cover your head because you should not even be drawing attention to your head. Your attention is your husband, your head. That you're mad and the world has caused you to reduce him down to a piece of dog meat. That's what he has done. When that virtuous woman is known in the marketplace, her husband is spoken of because he rules his house with such beauty. There's a beauty of love and his character is there. And they see the power of that woman. Joshua is not the head of this whore today. He's not ahead of this Jezebel. He's not ahead of this thing. That's why, don't tell me, I don't even like the word church. That's right. In the assembly of Yah, we're the tabernacle. We're the bayat. We're the congregation. It's a misnomer. It's a whole word. We're the assembly. That's what we are. Well, that's just a word. Let me tell you something. If someone walked up to you today and said, you know the word I use sometimes to be one. Now, that's not pleasing, is it? All right, don't be a hypocrite on me. Hallelujah. Sticks and stones may break my bone, but talk will never hurt. When Yah talks to us, it hurts us. We don't realize the hypocrisy in us. We don't realize how juvenile we really are. But we think of ourselves highly, don't we? Well, I got the word of Yah. I'm a preacher. I got this. I got... You have nothing, man. The man that thinks he's something, boasts himself to be something he is, he better be careful. Hallelujah. That's why I never allowed you all to exalt me. Never. Told her, my brother. Only one witness, huh? That is the truth. No, you never. Oh, I thank God for Pastor Robert. I bless God for the past. He's a wonderful man. Hallelujah. You don't do that here. Never have. Doda. Doda, my brother. Doda. He said, I'm going to bring this whore down. Verse 26. And they shall not take of you a stone of a corner. They have rejected the cornerstone, haven't they? HaMashiach is not the cornerstone. He said, think not that I've come to destroy the Nabis and the Torah, but I came to fulfill them. Do you understand, brothers and sisters? What I read these simple scriptures has not come from books I've read. It is just simple truth. He said, and they shall not take of you a stone for a corner. There shall be nothing left. There's not going to be anything to build upon. Because the cornerstone that the builders rejected, and this nation has been built upon a stone that is one that is falsified, of hatred and death and greed and wickedness and slavery and seduction and whoredom. That's what this nation is. That's why the businesses are run that way. That's why the women dress like dolls to get position. They expose their titties. They expose themselves. They dress like Jezebels and sluts. They train them. Well, you got to look professional. You little dog ones, press your hair out. That's not professional. That's a lie from hell. One's count is based upon their studiousness and their ability to articulate and the power to express or to convey unto one. I don't care whether it's in broken English or what. Elder Martin's English is broken. Mine may be a little better, but he has the ability to convey with a certain form what is proper, what is right. That's why the folks that own the company work for, that's why they call them, that's why they inquire them, that's why they sit down with the man, because the integrity of his honesty.
Hallelujah.
They don't give a damn about that. They're looking for honesty.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of anyone. Your beauty daughter is not in some Leslie Faye whore clothing.
Hallelujah.
It's in the beauty of integrity.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a wife that is homely, that a Jezebel that is rebellious and full of whoredom. I'd rather have a wife that is a simple woman and a woman that is full of obedience than to have one that the whole world looks at. I'd rather have that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deacon Ben and I were talking about that as we were laboring in the field the other day. And we were talking about the very same thing. I'd rather have that, brothers. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. So your beauty, America has given you a false beauty. It has placed this false assumption of what beauty is. And it's not the beauty of Yah. Hallelujah. It's not the strength of Yah. It is a falsehood. It is. And so it gives such reverence unto the creature. You've lost the perspective as to who Yah is. You're more concerned with the creature more than the creator. Hallelujah. That's what you're concerned about. You're more concerned about the adoring of the creature than the creator. I want to adore this creature, but with the cloak of tzedakah, righteousness. I've been worrying about it. Come on, a man in age suit, this is a Roman making. Come on, come on. I was talking to the chaplain last night. He said, man, the clothing I had on. I said, chaplain, my wife, she made this. It's only $5 I have in it. Brother Dale took the most of it because when he saw it, he said, boy, I like that. I said, man, don't do me like that. You know I like this. He said, I like it too. Well, of course, I couldn't hold back on my brother. No, I could not. I said, man, Sister Roberts, take as little as you can. Cut it down. Make me this. All right? And that's only $5. That's only the cost, chapter. He said, what? Hallelujah. Can I tell you something? I don't say this to be both for brothers and sisters. But when I walked in the prison house, all heads, look, I don't care what they were sitting in. I don't care who it was. That's just the truth. $5 worth of clothing? Come on. But everybody, look, he wasn't like all of us. They all look. They all turn. They all, who is that? I come in the might and the power of my Abba. I don't care who I deal with, I come in that might. I don't deal, as I tell the brother, I don't deal as from a position, as the one that is a tail. But I deal as one, I deal with people as the head. Well, the man came to do our taints. He said to me, what do you think would be right to do all of them, Pastor Robert? I said, well, I tell you what, I give you this. He said, all right. He says, cost more to dump them, cost that. I said, this is what I give you. All right. Okay. I said, now, you got to come back and get your money right. He said, come on, Pastor Roberts, I'm not worried about that. I know you do me right. Hallelujah. So it's not a one. It's not a one what we perceive as the world has taught us. That's what we've lost. We've lost the power of Yah. We got to get back to the old ancient way. When the Nabi walked in the place, come on, when Yokohama, the emerging, when he came eating locusts and wild honey, they say he ain't like the rest of us. Come on, brothers and sisters. When that woman, that virtuous daughter, walked among those men in the marketplace, it wasn't because she was dressed like a whore. It was because her titties was all tight and she got them all out. It was because she had a spirit all up to her. It wasn't because she wanted to show everybody she had trimmed down a few pounds. That wasn't it. She had a beauty that emanated that the men said, wow, whoa. Who's that? Sharak Obadiah's wife. The whole marketplace stopped. Hallelujah. Well, they saw the hoes all day long turning around. They saw them all the day. He saw that. She didn't walk like that. She didn't dress like them. She didn't look like them. Her beauty was beyond the veil. Hallelujah. It was expressed beyond the veil of her flesh. This whore here, she has a superficial veil. And everybody wants to get behind the veil. They rejected the cornerstone. And our cornerstone today, brothers and sisters, we know it's Yahshua because she is the truth of Yah. They rejected the cornerstone of truth today. His Torah is his emet. They rejected that. They rejected the cornerstone whereby everything must be built upon that. You must have the cornerstone. You must. And we that are builders, brothers, that know how to lay bricks and blocks, we must, there's a term that we even use that. The first stone must be true. If you got the first one true, you can come off of that first stone and you can build from that. But it has to be true. It has to be. And even if it's not the most truest of stone, you can kind of bring everything in line based upon the truth or how true the stone is. That it's in its perfect place. It has its perfect plumb, its perfect level. You can do that. But you must lay a stone that is true. And how much is the true stone? And he must be the preeminent in our lives. It must be Yahshua. It must be. It can be America. It can be the trinkets of America. This whore is going to burn this mountain. He's going to destroy it. He's going to shamat. He's going to annihilate America. He's going to bring it down to a piece of dust. He is. She's coming down. He said, nor a stone for foundation. And we know our foundation, don't we? Our foundation is built upon the Nabis, the Shalishiams. They are the foundation of this truth. They have built, they have laid the foundation. And that foundation is Yahshua. We don't lay no other foundation. And America has laid her own foundation. She has raised her own religious practices. Everything, brothers and sisters, is some form of religion. It is all based upon worship. I don't care what it is. There's some form of worship in that action that we do. I don't care what it is. Whether it's raising your children, you look at them and say, oh, well, what is worship? It's a form of accolades and praise. It's a form of excitement because of love to become engrossed with that thing. Even with our children, we look at them and say, all of that, brothers and sisters. It is some form of a worship. He said, nor a stone for foundation, but you shall be desolate for how long? Forever, says Yahweh. He said, I'm going to bring you down. You coming down. I'm going to destroy you. You're going to be desolate forever. Brothers and sisters, in order for us to understand the reasons that this come about, we must look in the book and see what the Torah says. I'll read this quickly. This is a long, in-depth message. I'm not going to finish it today. I want to give you the premise of a foundation of this one that we serve. And what he says is because of his anger, he's going to shema to his yira, his anger, uncontrollable, he's going to bring this nation down.
You know, our parents will say to us, don't make me mad. Don't make me angry now.
I know you lied. Just leave it alone, okay? Well, we knew in that that there was some mercy there.
I did. When she would say that, I knew that that was coupled with mercy. But when you drove up beyond that, or when you drove him beyond that, then his wrath was poured out without measure. And the mercies of Ima would say, honey, you got him enough. And then when he would finish, she would look and try to mollify the wounds, the whips, and he would bruise you up. Of course, I never had a granddaddy or father, but I knew granny would do that. But you all understand what I'm saying. Well, they're the reason why these things come to pass. It is appalling for us to think that the old covenant has no relevance. And these lion dolls, the Teddy, the snake jakes, the Benny pimp daddy hen, the creeping creplo lion dollar bill. And they will go there and they will abstract from that what we call the blessings, and yet they will not deal with the correction of Yahweh for people that have gone contrary to what he has commanded. These are serpents of hell. They're dogs. They're seed of darkness. Yah says here in Dibarim, Deuteronomy 28. Verse 15. Now, this is what he says to Moshe. He says, Moshe, Dibarim 28:15, but it shall come to pass. If you will not shemak, if you will not give attentive heed to what I say, if you will not allow it to resonate, and I may burn from your lips to the voice of Yahweh your Abba, are you there in Dibarim 28:15? He said, if we will not, it shall come to pass, if you will not listen now, he's given us instructions. He says, so over a period of time, it will come to pass, if you will not hear me, if you will not listen to the voice of Yahweh Abba. Now look what he says here. He says, to observe and to do some of his mitzvah, to do all of them. Brothers and sisters, please tell me which one of the mitzvah of Yah has been announced. Show me! His Shabbaton, his name, show me, brothers and sisters. And so what this Jezebel has done, even if you're guilty of your transgress, Shaul says, if you break the law at one point, you're guilty of it all. If you don't keep his name, you're guilty of murder, you're guilty of everything in the book. And that's what the enemy with his subtle ways, he said to Eve, well, Yah knows the day that you eat from that tree, you will become as a god. And your power will be this, and this is the spirit that is inducing this generation, that you'll know the difference between what is tov and wrath. And so that's what these whole houses have taught you. I'd rather do like Brother Dale said to me one day. He said, Pastor Roberts, he said it like this, and I said the way he said it. He says, no way in hell I will submit my family to the spirit of this world. This is what he said. He said, I go somewhere in the thickets. He said, I don't care what my daddy, anyone says. I go somewhere in the thicket and I live there in the way. And I will submit my family to the spirit of this age. He said, no way. I believe that. Do you trust what he said? Yeah, I trust my brother. I trust him too. Hallelujah. Sure I do. Hallelujah. There's no way that I will give my mind over to the world for it to teach me and to form my logic or my thinking. I won't do that. No way. I will not sit there and surf the net to entertain myself. I won't do that. I will not do that. I will not sit there in front of an evil thing that brings the spirit of whoredom in your homes, brings seductive pedophilia spirits in your daughter. You wonder why she's itching in her hips. Told that, my brother. You wonder why your son is, your children are getting what we call the managed bumps. I will never subject myself to that, not knowing what I know, because I would be a deranged man. I would become a lunatic. You know, my brother said to me, my natural brother, I want to finish this up in a few minutes. He said to me, my natural kinsman, he said to me when he had turned his back, even though I was ignorant back then, there was a commitment there as I learned. He said to me as he tried to draw me with him, he said, oh, David, you won't go crazy if you smoke a little dope or you drink whiskey, you do this. That's what he said to me. Because he wanted to allure me. Because I had great reverence for my natural brother. My oldest brother, he was like my daddy. I slept with him. I slept in his arms. That's the way I dealt with my older brother. I love my oldest brother. And he said, you won't lose your mind. You won't. Come on, man. And when he said that, it caused a shiver to run in my body. I didn't trust him. I didn't trust him before that. And that, I certainly did not trust him after that. And all of a sudden, I saw this deformity set upon this man, this twisted mindset, this erratic, this craziness. And he said, I wouldn't become wild and crazy. Whew. Can I share an example? On last night at 2:30, Lisa calls here. Now, I want to show you the deranged mentality of this wickedness. She called here, and of course, it awakened me. I said, who will call this time of the night? I'm thinking about Sister Dot or someone there. That's what I'm thinking. And I jump up. Sister Robert said, the telephone. So I answer the telephone. Listen, I'm going to show you something, brothers and sisters. At her foolishness, I said, Lisa, you know better than that. Now, let me show you what they did. When I hung up, they started calling back. John, the next time. You can hear them. And so I had to just lie there and just let the telephone ring. And they just kept calling back. That's what they did. Just calling. When one does not possess the mind of a Mashiach, you're subject to every kind of spirit there is. And you may think you do it right. All the ways of a man that pure in his own sight. But Yah ponders, he weighs the ruah of a man. It's a real spiritual battle. Look what he says here. He says, you must listen to the voice of Yah. You must observe to do all of his mitzvah. Listen to the mitzvah. His statutes. The statutes come from his mitzvah. He teaches us how to deal with one another, interact with each other. He said, which I command you this day. He said, you must do all, not some, right? He said, and all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you if you do not. He has not changed. He said, all of these curses, it shall bring great affliction, it shall bring great bondage, it shall bring great distress, it shall cause your will to be destroyed. He said, all these curses shall come upon you. Look what he says in verse 16. He says, Arah, curse, shall you be in the city, and their curse in the cities. Their homes are desolate, that their love, their life, it is putrefied. He said, curse, shall you be in the cities? Shall your fields be? Curse, Arah, shall your baskets be, and your store? A man works all week, and it takes him $300 or $400 just to feed a family of a few. His money is the world, the wage givers. They take back every dime that they give you. Less than 1% of the American population owns 40% of the wealth. And the whole North America, Canada has what, about 30 million people? That's what they have. You only have, America has over 300 million counted on census. Now that's not another 20, 30 million that are here illegal. You understand. And yet less than 1% of that own 40% of the wealth, and they tell you you can be what you want to. They're liars. The universities, I got an article I'm going to read to you all. They're nothing but cauldrons of darkness and sin. They impart the death power into your sons and your daughters. And these ignorant parents think, and they offer up these offerings now. They will spend $40,000. The average school today will cost, the average, what they call a decent school, will cost you $30,000 a year just to send a child. Davidson College there in Charlottesville, a private university college, known only in the Southeast, it costs you $40,000 a year. They only accept 1,600 students. That's what it costs. How many students do you think goes to Harvard?
They're only about 3,800, 4,000 students. How many do you think goes there? Yeah. And yet they have endowments in the hundreds of millions, billions of dollars.
They rape the minds of the people. There are 4 million students in college today. Next semester, half of them will be gone. They will not even make it. You will only get a third of that. All they want is to bring in is a love of cash. And they have these thwarted, twisted-minded, what they call professors, spewing this twisted doctrine into your sons and your daughters. And there's nothing you're going to do to eradicate it unless there's a law of Sadiqah in them. And that's the truth. Curse Arah shall your basket be in your store. Arah curse shall your fruit of your body. And the fruit of our bodies, man, we are having havoc with our bodies. You might as well say, help us, Yah. And sickness pervasive. Our health is bad. That's not of Yah. He said, you must do all that I command you. And if you don't do it, curse shall you be a rash of the fruit of your body and the fruit of your land. This land is cursed. Every year the decreasing of farming, it goes down. What you eat today, the apples and things like that, they don't come from America. They're coming from South America. They come from Mexico. The watermelons that are in the store, all of that is coming from some other country. He said, curse. That is what Babylon is. She is an Arah. She is cursed. Curse your land. Me curse till the fruit of your body. Curse your land. The increase of your cattle. There are no cattle in America. No livestock here. It's all coming from different parts of the world. Even the bones that they use for filtering to make carbon, to filter that processed sugar, that white damnable trash you put in your bodies, you don't care. I'm just telling you, brothers and sisters, all those bones come from India and Pakistan. For the cows are worshipped as gods in India. They're reverenced. They die. They bring the bones. They bring them to America. And they put them in a kiln of 2,400 degrees Fahrenheit. I know what I'm saying. I talk with the people at Dixie Crystal. They cannot, they will not allow them, listen, that this is how twisted this nation is. They will not allow the bones in America, the cows that die here and are butchered, they can't use those bones. They have to get the bones from India and Pakistan. I know what I'm saying. I talked with a representative of this Dixie Crystal. I was all in what they said. And he explained the whole process to me. And this is what they do. Hallelujah. So there are no cattle here. Do you understand that these powers, these spirits, don't you understand, brothers and sisters, everything has some spiritual life to it. Everything makes some kind of a sound. The scientists, epidemiologists will show you that everything has a specific sound. I don't care if it's a plant. I don't care what it is. There's a sound to it. Because everything that Yah made, He made it with life. Thus, when Yah speaks, does it bring life? How much you said the words I speak to you, they're ruh on their life. Everything Yah says, did it bring life? Come on, brothers and sisters. So everything has some life in it. It may not communicate with us, but it has some form of life. And so even the cattle, even they are beings. They have a soul, as we would use that expression. But they do not have what we call a living. They don't have the power of the breath of Yah in them. He made them and they became alive. And don't you understand that these things that have been offered unto idols of hell and sacrifices, and you bring in that, and it's almost like taking the buzzard bones of the root doctors of the soothsayers, and you're grinding this up, and you're putting this powder in your food, and we're allowing this to inhabit our bodies. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. We become a partaker of that thing. And so that's why our bodies are not functioning. Our minds don't even function right. We think crazy as bed bugs. We can't even rationalize. And we don't want nobody to tell us that. Because we love our slothfulness. We love to be lofty. We are lofty people. Don't tell me I know that. Well, I know it bad. I'm just going to do that. Do it, fool. And I use that expression. Your bodies, your cattle, your flocks. You know, Arah, cursed shall you be when you come in. Arah shall you be when you go out. Yahweh shall send upon you cursing. Mihara, cursing. Listen now. Vexation and rebuke and all that you set your hand to do until you are shamad. Until you are destroyed, annihilated. And until you perish or die.
He said, I'm going to bring you down. This is Yah talking. Until you perish because of what? The wickedness what? Of whose doing? He said, the wickedness of your doing. Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, the wickedness of your doing. Come on, hypocrites. You can't say because you know the wickedness of your doing. It's a damnable generation. That's why it's hard for you to say it. Yah's telling us what's going to happen. And we are so full of pride, so full of our haughty mess. He said, I'm going to do it because of the wickedness of your doing, whereby you have forsaken me. And that's why we can't say it. That's why we get a little, well, I can't, well, yeah. It's wrong. Yah sends his correction to set his house in order, to set the mind of his people straight. And we shuck him off because we're too dignified to think we got something. You have nothing. That's why you can't say it. Hallelujah. That's why it's difficult. Hallelujah. Because of the wickedness of... Come on, say that to me. Because of the wickedness of your doing. Come on, brother, say that to me. Because of the wickedness of your doing. Told that. Told that. Hallelujah. When y'all tell me the wickedness of my doing, I know one thing, that he cares for me. Oh, how Yahweh cares for me. Oh, how he cares for me. Because he points out all of my wickedness. If he doesn't correct you, he say, to hell with you. And that's how the enemy has polluted our mind. We don't love Yah because we have turned away. We have gone backwards. We have rejected Torah. The Torah is his power to discipline our life, our walk, every aspect, the way we eat, the way we live, the way we dress, the way we talk. It disciplines every aspect of our lives. He said, I'm doing this, the curse shall come because of the wickedness of your doings. The wickedness of your doings. He said, turn back unto me. Hear what I say. And the reason we can't say that, we don't know how Hamashiach, Yaakov told us to confess our faults one unto another. The wickedness of my doing. What's wrong with that? Because of the wickedness of your doing. Because of the wickedness of your... Come on, I have no problem you telling me that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want my heart to be searched. I want the candle, like the light of Hamashiach, to search down in me. I don't want nobody coming for me with some kind of a little passive, effeminate message. I don't want a message like that. I want something to cut down. I want the sword to drive down into my life. Even when I was on the valley of Huntsville, when he would get up there and talk about the riches and the blessings, man, I don't want to hear that. Tell me my sins. Show me how to walk straight and right before you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I get enough of that. I can hear that all day long. I want to know what it takes, man. I would be very disappointed. I go in there and he talk with them like, whoa. I'll try to clean something out of it. When you get up there and this with the attributes of sin, man, it will bring me alive. It will cause me to be quickened. It will cause that flow of life to ebb in me. Because of the wickedness of your doings. When we disobey Yah, there's a curse. That's why many are vexed. How you know? Well, I'm just vexed. I know you're vexed because you're cursed. Oh, we think some curse is some kind of... some kind of little old demon walking around and standing over you. No, this is what Yah says. His word has spoken this. And his word doesn't go out and return void. So he said that he doesn't need no spirit out there to send to you. He has already said it. And when he said it, it is done. So he warned us against this, that we must obey all of his mitzvah and the statutes, the ordinance, the disciplines of Yah. Hallelujah. We don't do that, then woe unto us. Hallelujah. I want to read one more verse before I close. There's so much to this. Hallelujah. So much. Scripture says, in Tehillim, I'm sorry, in Yeshaya, Isaiah 13, Yah says, I'm going to take down your whore, Babylon. Here's the conquest. I'm going to conquer. I'm going to destroy her. This is what he says. I'm going to read this. Yeshayah, Isaiah 36, verse 6. He says, Yalal, howl. Now, when he says Yalal, he means to let it be with a deep groaning. I mean, something, I just don't have the energy right now to show you how to do it. But he says, howl, you, for the day of Yah is at hand. Now, he tells you how it's going to come. It shall come as a destruction. A shod. Shod. That's how it's going to come. It's going to come as a day of shod, of great violence, of great havoc, of great misery. He says, as hand. It is from the Almighty One. Verse 7. Therefore, shall all hands be faint. They shall be weak and feeble. There will be no strength among men. Yeshaya 13:7. And every man, does it says that every man's lead shall melt. And they shall be afraid. Pains and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that labors or travails. They shall be amazed at one another. And their faces shall be as a flame, shall be like fire. See now, the day of Yah comes. It comes this way, brothers and sisters. Cruel. Does it say that in your text? To inflict pain, to cause pain, suffering. It will be a day devoid of any kind of human concern. Because of the curse of this destruction, this shamat, that's coming upon a people that have turned their love against Torah and the teachers of Yah. And Shatan has amassed the magnitude. They hate Torah. They don't want to hear what Torah teaches. He said, both with wrath, and we know what that wrath of Yah, that Yirah is. It is an overflowing of an excessive anger of Yah. We don't think he gets this way. He said, I will destroy man. I looked at that other day and it came alive. He said, I will destroy man whom I have created from off the face of the earth. For it repents me that I made that thing beast. Hallelujah. It repents me that I made him. We are despicable things. We're despicable. He says, and a fierce anger to lay the land shamad, desolate. It shall be a horror of waste. We think that Hiroshima, Nagasaki, was a tremendous destruction of human life and earthly forms. But the day of Yah is going to burn like an inferno. Nothing like an atomic bomb. There's nothing more devastating than an atomic bomb, a nuclear bomb. You'll go to the library, check out a book on atomic weaponry, and just see what it says. I've read much on it. I know what it does. And he shall destroy Shammai, the sinners, out of it. What is a sinner? We know that a sinner is one that transgresses the Torah of Yah. I don't care if it's your mom or your grandmama. It makes no difference, your granddaddy. I don't care if it's your cousin, your aunt. I don't care how religious they are. I don't care how they dress up like whores on tomorrow and go to their little pimping whorehouse, because that's all the old preacher boys going to do is pimp them. That's all he does, pimping them. Pimp them like the whore they are. That's all he does. Makes no difference at all. There's only one way. And it's the Torah way. It's the way of Yah. No, it's not my way. I can't add to this. I can't detract from it, because if I do, then woe unto me. And that's what we have done. That's what we have in the miseries we're having. We're trying to add. We're trying to detract. We're trying to make it fitting for us. I'm going to try to fit into that square that Yah had already pegged out. That's where I want to fit. I don't want to open it up a little larger. Just leave it like that. Leave it like that. It is one thing that the word of Yah, it does. It cleanses the mind, brothers. It cleanses the heart. That's why the enemy keeps you away from it. Come on, you know something's wrong with you. Come on, something's wrong with you. Come on, sister, if you go out there and walk an hour and you don't spend that time with Yah, come on, you know you're twisted. You're more concerned about this old earthly vessel?
You go out there and call yourself. And no time for Yah. You're fool. A shape in the body, honey. No, I want my mind to be shaped like your cures. And don't you know something wrong with you when you can lay down for 2 or 3 hours and sleep your life away and not spend time with Yah, lazy, slothful? You come to poverty, you look like you're poor. Yah doesn't cut one corner. In order for you to make a real nice cake, sister, you can't cut no corner. You got to do it right. You can tell them, man, I put too much lemon extract in there. Well, they may not be able to tell. Daddy girl, this cake, you ain't cooking like the last time. You ain't right. I don't like that. Well, you just cook it the way you always cook it. Bake it that way. You know, we have fish on Thursdays. Sister Ross bring me enough to feed the house. Fish you all been catching for me. Of course, I eat it all, too. It take me about 3 or 4 days to eat it all. I still got some. But the next day, I like it with grits. That's all I want. Some grits and some of that fish. It's grits and fish. The grits are nice and hot. Fish is nice and hot. Give me that. And so yesterday, she cooked me some grits, went to the dining hall, cooked me some grits. I said, sister, you put too much salt. What do you do? They want just the same grits. You don't try to add nothing to it. Don't try to add a little cream. You just make the grits like you've been like. That's all I want. So that's where Yah is. He's the same today. When you get old yesterday, and forevermore, he's out. I don't change. There ain't nothing about me. The word of Yah never change. Nothing at all. But this is the day of Yah. It's one of destruction and death. He says, for the stars of Hashem I am, and the constellation thereof shall not give their light. And the sun shall be darkened in its going down. Fourth. Now, Yah gives us glimpses of that in eclipses, in total eclipse of the sun. What darkness. He gives us signs of that. But we are ignorant people. And the moon shall not send her light to shine. And this is what he says. And Yah says this in Yeshaya 13:11. And I will pokad. I will punish. I will punish the world for their good.
Evil.
It's an evil world. And the wicked for their... Now, that's a different, isn't it? He said, for their what?
Iniquity.
For their what?
Iniquity.
Their iniquity. For their Torah-lessness. No honor of Torah. That's what iniquity is. He said, I'm going to punish the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogant of the proud to cease. And I will lay low the haughtiness of the tyrant or the ruthless one. He says, I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even an Adam than the gold wedges of Ophrah. Therefore I will shake Shemaim, and the old lamb shall be removed out of his place in the wrath and the indignation and the terror of Yahweh of Sabaoth, of hosts. And in that day of his fierce, of his fierceness, his haron, his burning anger, and this word here, listen, I've done the research where it uses fierceness. It is enunciated haron. And it's only used for Yahweh. In every place in scripture, it only deals with Yah. His haron, and it means that it is always the anger of Yahweh that is not like the anger of man. His haron. It is only used for Yahweh. Haron. His haron. He said, I will make known the anger of Yahweh, or the keenness and the sharpness of my wrath, of my anger, to destroy, to shamad. And Yah is going to do that. He is going to do that. He's going to destroy this wicked world. And you that are full of iniquity, that Torah has no place in your life, woe unto you. You that are arrogant and proud, well, I don't believe I have to do this, woe unto you. You that cannot be instructed in the Torah of Yah, you that do not love his instruction, woe unto you. Woe unto you. A wise man, when one is wise, they will always love instructions. I have one prayer. And two, I must say, that Yah sends the Nabi
a powerful man of Yah. I will know him. And that Yah cause and permit us brothers here, all of us, that you can come off every job, that his mikra, that we may buy Brother Dell a truck to hustle and do that. We're going to do that. You believe me. We're not going to be bound to the world. We're not going to serve the world. And it's going to be done soon, believe me. I know he's going to do it. Hallelujah. And so we will not have anyone to tell us, Deacon Horn, the brothers, we take over when we have to. Brother Charles and Brother George, that's the way it's going to be. Yah intended for it to be that way. Hallelujah. We're not liking anything. We're not hungry here. You wouldn't have out there what we have here collectively together. You wouldn't have it out there. And all you collectively together wouldn't have it. Told him, my brother, I'm not a wicked man. I'm not seeing what I can get. I don't want nothing. I don't need nothing. I've got everything I need. I got the fellowship of my brothers. I mean, more than anything, told her brother, I'd rather have that. I'd rather come here. We get out there, Brother Dell and I, whatever. I'd rather have that. I'd rather have his embracing than have $1 million. I would. I'd rather see him being nurtured and trained, the young men, come on, like sons, and the fervent strength of Yah. I'd rather see old brother Sean than have $1 million. I would, brother. Like to see the car pull in. I know it's him. I'd rather have that. My Hebrew Yisraelite brothers. I'd rather have that. And daughters of Zion. I love Yah. And are faithful. Come on, Brother Pat. And that truly love Yah. Have the Ru'ah of Yah in them. I'd rather have that. I'd rather have those songs. I'd rather have Yahshua. Than silver or gold. I'd rather have HaMashiach. Than riches untold. I'd rather have Yahshua than anything that this old world affords to give. And the reason why, I know I'm going to die one day. I know I'm going to leave this. Hallelujah. And I'm going to leave my wife one day. She may go before we may. Who knows? I'd like for it to be one blast and we go together. Now we're not going to commit suicide. Hallelujah. I don't have no fear of that because I know it's a true reality. I don't fear that. I know I'm going to die. Can I tell you something? You are too. It is an appointment. Once to die. And then the judgment. So you all are going to die. You're not going to get around it. Maybe some of you are alive and remain when HaMashiach comes. That's all right, too. We're going to be a dead man when he comes, though. Hallelujah. So let us just die now into our flesh. Let's just destroy it. Hallelujah. Let's do that. And let us learn how to truly love one another. You don't believe I'm sincere? Go away from here, please. You that are listening on the live stream, you that know Pastor Roberts, just go away. Don't write me. Hallelujah. I'm all right. We don't need the monies. We don't need the finance. We don't. We're all right. Sure we are. We are. Hallelujah. We're all right. And the ones that drop off, he always calls someone else to just pull up. I'm telling you, he does that all the time. It amazes me what he does to the hearts of those that listen. And I bless him for that. I know it's Yah. It's not what I'm doing because, come on, there's nothing spectacular about you or me. Nothing. Don't ever think that. Nothing. Hallelujah. My strength comes from the strength of my brothers and the beauty of my sisters. I love beauty in sisters. I despise anything that is not beautiful. Nasty, trifless, corrupt woman. I hate that. If some of your mothers tell some of these young gals how to keep their houses clean, they get mad at you. You all get quiet on me, you hypocrites. You all know what I'm saying. I'll raise hell with you. You sit here like a bunch of pack heads. Come on, brothers and sisters. You come to the house and ask, they get ready to raise hell with you. Don't you know the scripture tells you all the women to teach the young women how to be keepers of their home? Keep their houses clean and smelling. You got a house smelling like dog, and then you think you smell it like some cheap whore cologne. That's not of Yah. But Pastor Robert, you say you don't like to take baths. I tell you what, there's not one of you that's one bit any more hygienic than I am. I'm a very hygienic man. I'm very hygienic. No, I don't like to take baths. I wouldn't take them. In fact, I wouldn't take one. Waste of time. I wouldn't sleep either. Wouldn't take baths. You hypocrites, you tell me you never sat there and you didn't feel like taking a bath, you didn't take one. All right then. Told I. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Don't sit there like a hypocrite on me. And many times you say, man, I sure don't feel like taking. So if I can have that feeling every night, that's all I do. I want to take a bath. What's wrong with that? But I say this, you're not 1 ounce of hygienic more than I am. Because I'm a very hygiene man. I believe in hygiene. Every aspect of it. Because I say that, that doesn't mean I won't take a bath. But if I didn't have to, I wouldn't take a one. That's the truth. It's honest with you. Hallelujah. Just wash me in the dam of Hamashiach. Bathe me in that blood. May Yah bless you. You that are listening, may Yah bless you today. May He strengthen you. May He cause His Ruah to shine mightily upon you, every home that is represented. Yah bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Bless all those that are sick, Yah. Touch them all. Just Brother Dolphus, just the Captain Josiah, Brother Kevin, the little Sister Angie, Sister Alicia, Sister Ruth Anna, Sister Liddy, Sister Wendy, Brother Dolphus, touch it. Man, we almost like the Baptist place today, aren't we? Just touch them, Yah. Touch their bodies. Heal them. Strengthen them. Little Omega. Sister Jayla, bless them all, I pray. And Sister Bethany, saw her. Bless her as well. Just touch us all, Yah. We need it. We need your help. Those that are listening, all of those. Bless you all, my brothers and sisters. Come on, Brother Patrick.
So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love in our lives. May now your love sweetest high.
We greet you all, our brothers and sisters. God bless you, Brother Michael, Sister Michael R. That's the person you're there with, your wife, Sister Mary, your children. Bless you all. Brother Martha, your home, Sister Melissa, your wife, your children. Bless you all. Brother Henry, you're your wife and the children. Bless you all. Brother and Sister Turner there in Wisconsin. May God bless you all. Brother Yah for you all. Brother Charlie down there in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hallelujah. Brother Jerry, Sister Maria, we hope you are able to listen today. Come on, grab your neighbor's hand. I'll sing it. We sing this to all of you, our listeners. Yehovah, sweet my land.
Come
on, look in your neighbor's eyes and say,
so let there be a hover shed among us. Let there be a hover in our lives. May now
the hover
there be a heart.
my friends again. Hope you join us on Pesach. Monday evening we will be in the tabernacle. 7 p.m. singing. We'll have our foot washing service and the communion of the body and the dam of HaMashiach. You join us. Visit the website. You will see the schedule. Yashabak brought you over.
Give us a fresh understanding of brotherly Ahava. That is real. So let there be Ahava.
In the mighty name of Yahshua, we brought you our Abba. We see with great delight of this time and hour you have granted unto us. Prepare us as we cleanse our home of all the leaven, the bread, the cookies, and everything. A few dollars is a small price to pay for obedience. So cause everyone their hearts to be searched, their homes to be eradicated of all leaven. Yahshua's mighty name, we bless you. We shall meet here on Monday evening for Pesach Unleavened Hag Mitzvah. We will bless you. In Yahshua's name. Hallelujah.